New York culture with real New Yorkers. Joan Hamburg, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
You know, when I was very young and working and bringing up my children, I was filled with guilt all the time. I wasn't home. I was home. I wasn't doing enough. I was doing too much. I literally would make myself crazy, race home, pay my babysitter. We didn't even have nannies. Well, who could afford them? I'd pay my babysitter so she could pay her babysitter. And that's the way it was. So all those years later, Erin Falconer comes along, and Erin is editor-in-chief and co-owner of a self-improvement site called Pick the Brain. She's got more than 1.8 million page views, monthly page views. She comes along and writes this book called How to Get Done. And she shares the story of her own life and what happened to her. She was the best little girl, grew up in Canada, a star of everything, and decided to change her life a little and move to LA. And I'm going to let her tell you. So you were very open, Erin, about sharing everything that even you were doing. And the subtitle, you say, why women need to stop doing everything so they can achieve anything.
Yes. And it's so funny as you recount, you know, your early years, your career. It's funny, I found myself feeling the exact same way all these years later. And so basically, yeah, in a nutshell, I was on a fast track to become, you know, a super lawyer. Everything I did, I had to be the best. And, you know, I was constantly going, when a little voice inside my head said, hey, you know, you've always been into writing and stand-up comedy and stuff. I think you should give this creative vision a try. So I headed down to Los Angeles and, you know, kind of toiled around here for 5 or 6 years, and things were going okay. And all of a sudden, the recession of 2008 hit, and I found myself with no car. My house was about to be foreclosed upon. My visa was up, and I was going to have to go back to Canada. And I really had a kind of crisis moment, literally a crying in the fetal position on the bathroom floor moment. And I was petrified because I was going to have to go back to Canada with a big I failed sign written on my forehead. And I said, how did this happen? I listened to this voice inside my head, and yet here I am in pieces. And so in a last-ditch effort, I sent out 1 million resumes on Craigslist, and I only got one response, which was to be a copywriter for $15 an hour for a very new self-improvement website. It was 2008, and blogs and websites, you know, of this nature were very, very new. And I decided to give that a try, make the absolute best of it that I could, even though it was not the writing job that I'd come to Los Angeles for. And again, long story short, I was able to turn that $15 an hour copywriting job into a very, very successful self-improvement blog. I co-founded another company called Leaf TV. We raised $1 million. Everything was going really, really great. And out of the blue, a New York agent, lit agent, hit me up. This is now 12 years after I moved to Los Angeles to become a writer, and hit me up and said, Erin, we'd love you to write a book. And I was like, oh my God, my dream has come true. Somebody's actually going to pay me to write this. Unbelievable. I said, absolutely. What do you want the book to be on? And they said, well, we want it to be on about you. And I was gobsmacked. And I said, what are you talking about? Who would read that book? And I got up. They said, well, you've done this, and you've done this, and you've done this, and you've accomplished this. And when I got off the phone, I had this moment where I sat back and reflected, and I said, oh my goodness, I have done some stuff that's worth talking about. I have done some stuff that's important. And when I walked into my office the next morning, I looked around at all the great, strong women that I have had the fortune of working with day in and day out. And we all seem to be suffering from the same kind of disease where it's like we're going, but we're not stepping back to appreciate it, to enjoy it, to learn from it. And so what's the point? I thought to myself. And it was in that moment that I was like, wait a second, I think there's a book here, because you've got all these women doing so much stuff, and with the internet, and now you can maximize your productivity times 1,000. But for what? Because at the end of the day, we're all feeling exhausted and unfulfilled and like mice on a wheel, and that's not what life's about. And so I started to kind of look into that, and that's where kind of what the genesis of where the book started.
And you point out in your new book, Erin, that it took you, like you said, you've been in LA those years, it took you a while to really figure out what you want, along with what do women really want. And now, in addition to the whole digital age and world, you're also dealing with a whole new phase, the Me Too movement. I mean, the world is changing so fast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a very important point, what you just mentioned. So generally, productivity and what people deem is if you're being productive, is how many hours you put in a day and then how much you've accomplished at the end of that day. But there's no real consideration on what you want. There's no personal voice in that. And so for me, in my whole thing is that, especially for women, we have to redefine what productivity, what that word actually really means for us. And so the first step is to sit down with yourself and ask yourself, what do you want? What makes you happy? What are you good at? Not what people think you should do, not what you think you should do. That's where I think a lot of the unhappiness is coming from, is that we're on this course, these fast tracks that we haven't even really decided consciously to be on. We're kind of going with the flow, and you know, again, it's about what we think we should be doing as opposed to really checking in with what we want.
But how do you reconcile with what you want and with reality? If let's say you're a young lawyer and you're lucky enough to get a job today in a corporate firm, it can't really be what you want if you want to stay there. I look at the young people working here. Some of them have 3 or 4 jobs during this changing time. And boy, they wish they could have what they want, but how do you make that work with reality?
Right. Well, I think there's 2 parts. First of all, just to the law example, I was on a fast track to be a lawyer, right? And I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but I just was like, I'm going to be a lawyer. And so what that would have meant for me, the amount of hours, exactly what you're talking about, I feel like the first thing is a lot of people are doing these careers because they think they should. And I think you have to be honest with yourself. Is this really what I want to be doing? So if you take, so that's the first step. If you take the time and you assess, yes, wait, I do really want to be a lawyer, right? I've thought about it. This is what I'm good at. This is what I want to do. Then what you have to do, and I talk about this in the book, is that people are not really conscious right now. They're just going about how they're actually spending your time. And so I talk about in the book about doing a 7-day time track challenge where you literally write down what you're doing every single day for 7 days from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. And at the end of that 7 days, I guarantee you will be shocked to see how much time you are giving away to the things that don't matter to you. So being a corporate lawyer and getting your foot in the door and making a name for yourself in those first 5, 6, 7 years in a law firm is the most important thing to you. When you look at the end of that, when you have done that seven-day time challenge, and you look how much time you're giving away that's not focused on that goal, even if you're in the office for 16 hours a day, you will be surprised to find that you are not using your time as efficiently as you can be. And so I think that the idea is to be just get very conscious and very present about how you're spending your time, and also who you're spending your time with, because there are the people that bring you up and help really build up your energy. And then there, you know, we all have those friends or those people in our lives that deplete your energy. And you see their name on the call display when your phone rings and you go, oh, and you have like a visceral reaction of like, oh my God, but you take the call anyways. Women specifically are prone to doing this. So it's about saying, hey, if this is what I want to do and I want to really, burn the midnight oil and be the best lawyer I can be. You've got to analyze how you're spending the rest of your time and who you're spending your time with so that you can really be focused on that and not totally deplete your energy. So at the end of an 80-hour work week, you don't want to just crawl into bed and not get up for 48 hours.
Right. Well, and as you point out, you have to learn to say no. So what does success look like to you?
Well, success to me is, number one, I talk a lot of self-improvement books, a lot of self-development books are always talking about happiness and fulfillment. And those are great, and those are great things to go for, but I find those to be very esoteric and not, you can't really pinpoint to what that means for you. So I talk a lot about energy. I mean, even you've just heard me talk about it now, because that's something that right now, if you ask yourself, what's my energy like? I've got full of energy, or I'm feeling, you know, low energy, or I've got no energy, I'm drained. So for me, and that's a real litmus test for if there's balance in your life and if you're going in the right direction. And so ideally you want to be able to be doing things that are, again, filling up those energy coffers as opposed to depleting them. And the more you're doing things that are really in tune to your own truth and to your own moral values and to exact, you know, as clearly representative of who you are, the more successful, the more energy you're going to have, and the more fulfilled you're going to be. And that's really what it's about. It's about feeling good and feeling good in your skin and having enough energy for yourself and for the people you really love and really matter to you. And I think that's at the end of your life, it's going to feel pretty, what I would call a big success.
Erin Falconer, How to Get Done, Why Women Need to Stop Doing Everything So They Can Achieve Anything. All the best to you, Erin. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.